98.1 KZE, a very special midday show. This is very exciting. I'm surrounded by all sorts of folks. We're doing Tasting Tuesdays live from Willa on Main Street in Millerton, New York. And it's exciting. I've got all my friends here. We have special guests here today. We have food, and I'm going to actually day drink a little bit, I think. Rick's here with me. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Adam.
Wow, that's the quietest ever. Tasting Tuesdays is sponsored by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. Again, we're at Willa, 52 Main Street in Millerton, New York, and we're going to start, I've got a few guests here, we're going to start with co-owner of Willa. Her name is Alana Bressler. Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, Alana.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Willa, a little of the origin story, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. So my partner and I purchased Willa in 2023, and we were former employees of the old restaurant that was here. And then we came in and did a really quick six-week renovation, turnaround, changed the concept name, interior, things like that. And we just celebrated our 1 year on Halloween.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
How do you classify this, the menu here?
So I know it's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but we are definitely farm to table, hyper seasonal. We're sourcing majority of our ingredients from farms here in the Hudson Valley, as well as the Berkshires over in Connecticut, things like that. We are just trying to connect people back to the farm, from the plate to the farm here at Willa.
That's fantastic. Now, I'm so grateful you guys really threw together this wonderful lunch for myself and for Rick and our special cameo guest today, Sally Spillane, the garden show, is here. So it's like a real family here today. And also, what? Sneaking up on me. Dick Hermes is here. It's just getting better and better every minute. And okay, Cody, come on over here for a minute. Cody is the chef de partie. You can explain exactly what that role is. But you've been here. Have you been here long?
I've been here about 5 months. I started in August. And the chef de partie role basically means that I'm in charge of helping order, prepare items, and create and execute for service for a singular station in the restaurant, which is our entremet station.
I should mention, by the way, a couple of things. First of all, you're a CIA graduate.
Yes, I graduated in August 2023 with a bachelor's in food business management and an associate's degree in culinary arts.
No poetry?
No poetry, no.
This time for graduate school. Also, the Willa, I should have mentioned already, and I'm delinquent, won a Chronogrammy for favorite regional, Alana, help me out. Favorite, what was the
restaurant
award? Right. So favorite restaurant
and
best new restaurant. That's what I was looking for. Thank you very much. Okay. Cody, what are we looking at here? Oh, this is a beautiful place. Is this dill?
Yes. Oh. So this is our thistle pass cabbage dish. The cabbage was actually grown by the head chef's partner, Ellie, at Thistle Pass Farms. On the very bottom of the plate, we have a blue cheese dressing that we turn green using dill oil. We sear, well, first we roast the cabbage in the oven, then we sear it on a flat top and then smoke it on a yakitori style grill. We top it with an apple walnut vinaigrette, finish with dill, and serve.
Do you have a drive up window here, by the way?
Unfortunately, no. We're looking into it.
Okay. I'm operating with one hand, so I'm struggling a little bit to get a piece, but I did sample it. Thank you. Rick is cutting up my food. Thank you. I don't have to call you daddy, do I?
No, thank you, Adam.
Okay. We're at Willa, by the way, 52 Main Street in Millerton, New York, with the folks that make this the Chronogrammy winning best new restaurant that it is. And we have Jim here from 98.1 KZE. We got Sally Spillane. Rick is here. Dick Hermans, New Harmony, Oblong Books. Thank you. He cut it up for me. So in the meantime, please.
So while Adam digs into the delicious Thistle Farm cabbage, the dill in it is so sublime, and the blue cheese dressing on the bottom adds just a little kick of delicious, creamy flavor to the what's inside the cabbage.
So inside the cabbage is actually chunks of the apple and walnut vinaigrette We cut them up tiny so that when we top the cabbage with the vinaigrette, it really incorporates itself throughout the entire dish, so you get a little bit in every bite.
Absolutely delicious. Adam just finished his bite. What do you think?
Skip the poetry. Keep cooking. That's my... Leave the cannoli. And Nikki is here. We're sitting, by the way, at the bar. I should have mentioned to give you a little bit of a visual idea of where we're sitting at the bar enjoying this dish, and we also have a cocktail in front of it. And I'm allowed to drink this because I'll be here for a couple of hours. I'll sober up. Nikki is the bartender. Shall I use the term mixologist? Does it apply?
I will allow the term mixologist, but bartender works just fine. At the end of the day, we're just drinking.
I like that explanation. But can you define what defines a mixologist versus bartender?
I guess the idea would be that what I'm doing is trying to mirror what they're doing back at the kitchen, right? So fresh ingredients, local ingredients, technique meets approachability, doing something that's familiar and that tastes really good and makes you happy, but also that you haven't necessarily seen before.
Great. Okay, what do we got here today?
So that's the party clown. That is my...
Very appropriate.
Of course. This is my favorite drink on our menu right now. So very autumn into winter. It's a rye whiskey and Calvados drink, so apple brandy. It's been washed with some brown butter, so it's got that warm, toasty, kind of round mouthfeel. And then it also has some local apple cider. It's got some chai from the Harney & Sons tea that we have right in town. It's got some local maple. So again, kind of trying to do exactly what they're doing back there and take advantage of the abundant resources we've got here.
I taste no alcohol in this drink, so keep it topped off. And
are they local distillers as well?
I do have some local distillers on the menu at the moment. The spirits in here aren't, but I'm using a gin that's coming from Wasaic. I'm using a vodka that's coming from Wasaic at the moment. Definitely have a couple of distillers in the area, brewers as well.
Well, this has been quite a treat. We're going to continue eating here. Willa is... located at 52 Main Street. It's just past its first anniversary here. Yes. Hi, Sally.
Hello. And this place is so beautiful. And if you're missing your garden, you should see the flowers on the bar. It's wonderful. The ambiance here is fab.
It's just like you to notice that and to bring it up. I appreciate it. I'm glad you did. It is very festive in here. They've got the full holiday decor going here. So we are so happy to start our time here in Milliken at Willa, and we've been treated really well, and I really appreciate everybody coming on. Is there a website, willabar.com? We'll double check that. You can Google Willa for Pete's sake. Milliken, I did, and I came up with it. And the hours will be on the website, obviously, and we'll probably come back here, as my guess, for another Tasting Tuesday. What? Willabar.com. Thank you, everybody, so much. I know this was short and sweet, but I really appreciate it. Rick, any last words?
I can't wait to try the Puntarelle and the winter squash salad. The Thistle Farm cabbage was mind-blowing, and everything inside it was delicious.
All right, we're here in Milliken. We're going to head off to the movie house in a little while. We're heading into a song I think we chose appropriately for today. It's called Mama's Cookin'. From Laurie McKenna. This is 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. This is your midday man, Adam, here with Rick.
Hello.
We love doing live remotes together, don't we, Rick?
It's one of my favorite things ever.
We are here at Willa, right in the heart of Millerton, New York.
We are in the heart. We're in the heart of Millerton.
Yeah. And I just finished a very yummy cocktail, but I feel... I'm good. I'm good to go. We just heard Cry Baby Cry from the Beatles and Irene right before that from Ian No. And I'm standing here, or we are standing here, pardon me, Rick, we are standing here with our friend Dick Hermans from New Harmony fame. And also, it turns out, you have a bookstore right here in Millerton. Did you know that?
I do. It's amazing.
Dick, thanks for coming over. How long has Oblong Books been operating here in Millerton?
This will be our 50th Christmas season.
What?
50, yes.
So your grandfather started Oblong Books?
I think maybe, yeah. My grandfather lived up the street,
So. Is that true? And right here, is that how many generations of Hermans? Or I don't know, of course, the name.
Probably 11 or so. Yeah.
Is that right?
They came here and they came up to the Kingston area around 1668.
They probably knew the Millertons.
Yeah, yeah. And they were,
do you know who?
They were farmers over here this side.
The Hermans or the Millertons?
The Pulvers. The other hand, my mom's family was Pulvers, and they were here. They came with the Palatines in like 1710, so.
Do you have the whole, like, family history published, as it were?
Yeah, my sister and my niece have taken care of all that stuff, so I have a book, but I know we've been here a long time.
That's great. I'd love to see that book sometime. I mean, that's amazing. How does that make you feel?
Old.
It's a very honest answer. Thank you.
Is the younger generation taking over Oblong Books? Are you relinquishing power, Dick?
Absolutely. My daughter, Susanna, has been running the store for really 10 years or so.
So you've been in semi-retirement for about that long?
Yeah, hardly, though. I show up. I do things. I do the music department. That's really my main thing, which is kind of, you know, selling physical music is not what it used to be, for sure. But I still do it out of a habit, and I like it. It's my hobby.
Sure, of course. Are you doing vinyl?
Yes.
Yeah. I got to come by. Can I get a friends and family discount?
Yeah.
And last question. I know Sally wants to hop in here, and we welcome that. But question is, how long has New Harmony been on the air with us at KZE?
Well, before I answer that, I want to point out that we had our staff party right here in Willow last night. And it was so wonderful. The food was great. Everybody had a wonderful time and all that stuff. But New Harmony, I believe, was started in, not I believe, I be, I'm pretty sure it started in October of 1987. So we're like in our 37th year.
You really have some milestones under your belt there. Really, congratulations.
Just keep plodding along.
Well, it's been such a pleasure. My only complaint is I don't get to see you enough, Dick, but I enjoy your personality and your vibe and what you contribute to the station. It's irreplaceable.
Well, and I appreciate the station to let me have 2 hours where I can come in there. Nobody else is there. I do whatever I want. No one ever in 37 years has told me what to play or what not to play. That kind of freedom on radio is what radio is all about.
Independent radio. That's what that's about here. Sally, how are you doing?
You know, I want to say I live in Salisbury, which is like 8 minutes away. And I've been here for about 40 years. And I used to buy vinyl, new vinyl, at Oblong.
Vinyl 1.0.
And I think I remember when tapes came in and they were brandy new. And I would get those at Oblong. And always books at Oblong, you know. Gosh, Millerton is an incredible destination.
It's a little gem. It's a little gem.
There's so much going on here that, you know, it's my go-to fun town. And now that I've been to Willa, and I want to say, it may not sound like a big deal, but I just had the best decaf espresso of my life. and, you know, how many times have you ordered a decaf anything in a bar and restaurant and gone, this one was so amazingly good. So, yeah, don't be afraid to order the espresso.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, when they take such care that even the most sort of, I don't know how to describe it, maybe simple is not even the right word, but you know what I'm saying. Like there's no hierarchy of quality is on every level, it seems, at Willa here. You know, from a decaf espresso to an entree like we were sharing before. So thank you. Thank you, Sally. Thank you, Dick. And one quick thing. Absolutely.
Dick and I are the longest standing. I think I came maybe an hour after Dick and to KZE. And so it's so much fun to see him and be and you guys, too. But here we are, Dick.
KZ has a real good legacy, and we're the upholding that legacy.
Yeah,
I honor you guys, and thank you for all that you've done for the station, and we're still we're trying to continue that legacy that you guys obviously are a major part of. So, all right, we're going to go to back to what we do best, which is play musical diversity. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. That was Oscar Peterson with O Christmas Tree and Pearl Bailey with 5 pound box of money. Something I kind of would think was a perfect holiday gift. What do you think, Rick?
If there were 5 pounds of hundreds, that would be so awesome, as opposed to ones. You know what I would do with it? I would take that 5 pound box of money and bring it to Millerton. And I would come to Willa and I would eat most of the food on the menu, go to the movie house, catch a movie, then
come back,
buy a book, a CD, and an audio book, and the Beatles box set on vinyl.
That's right. Beatles 64. Well, we're going to wrap up in a moment, but I wanted to bring Alana Bressler back, who is co-owner of Willa here at 52 Main Street in Millerton, to just like let us know what you're doing with the restaurant for New Year's Eve. Is that a big night for a restaurant like this? Just say yes.
Yes. Every night's a big night here at Willa.
Well said.
It's an experience. But this New Year's Eve, we are doing something a little bit special. We're doing a tasting menu, two seatings, one seating at 5:30 and one seating at 8 o'clock. Definitely come out and try a bunch of delicious food.
I think you could, like, let us know that you're going to have, like, on the menu now?
I don't know at this point.
They're still working on that, right? Is it right?
Yeah, they're growing. Exactly.
Also, you gotta leave a little bit people like, anticipating the, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Alana, please extend our gratitude to your team here. Everybody was really great. Cody back in the kitchen and Nikki, at the bar. We really appreciate you guys opening up your restaurant for us so we could do this today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. No problem. It was great having you guys.
Okay. And I'll be back with that cocktail. That was pretty awesome. Rick, let's head over to the movie house.
All right.
Where we have friends over there and more coming for our special afternoon here in Millerton, New York. I'm going to throw back to Brian at the board to flare up a couple more tunes for us here. We're in Millerton, New York today here on 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. It's a special live remote here. Rick and Sally Spillane and myself, Adam, your midday man, here in Millerton, New York. You heard Take Me Back from the Deslons. Michelle Shock before that with When I Grow and G-Love. Was there any special sauce in that song there?
Sauce on that. Definitely sauce.
Definitely sauce. And the name of the song is Hot Cookin'. It makes sense. And we have actually moved, I'd say almost next door from Willa, to the movie house. I have been wanting to come to the movie house here in Millerton for ages. And I have the great pleasure of introducing Jeremy Boviard. Did I get you the pronunciation? And again, what's your title again?
I am general manager of the movie house here.
And how long have you been general manager, Jeremy?
Just over 3 years ago.
All right, that's a bit of time. And thank you, first of all. We appreciate your opening the doors. The cinema isn't even open. I've been wanting to come here. First of all, we've had some collaboration in the past, and it was a pleasure. And I was always so impressed with the programming here. And I mean that. We're an independent radio station. You guys are very much an indie art house cinema. And I really appreciate what it goes into programming. So you get the people to come out, and you're doing a great job here.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, with four screens, we always, there's some tough programming decisions to be made, but we love to bring in as many different types of films and experiences as possible. So I really appreciate that.
I want to also get to the fact that you are also work closely with the and are part of the Millerton Business Association. We should get to that too. One of the reasons we're here, you guys are actually underwriting or sponsoring this special live remote here from Millerton today. But just let me know a little bit of backstory about the movie house. It changed hands not that long ago, maybe during the pandemic. It's been renovated up to the nines. And what else can you say about the renovations and what you've been able to do on a technological level, maybe, and else otherwise?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as many people are aware, the movie house has been, a film house since, the 70s and going back even earlier. The building's over 100 years old and has seen many, many renovations over the years. So, during COVID, the theater sold and was bought by David Malpe and Chelsea Altman, reopened in spring of 2021. And then the spring of 22, we incorporated as a nonprofit organization, which is something that a lot of independent theaters were doing prior to COVID. And then that push just kind of continued even more. So a lot of people are like, well, what does that mean? You know, I go to an AMC, that's not for profit, but I see Wicked here at the movie house. I see Wicked at the AMC, but what's the nonprofit? And really it's just, you know, it means that we are always looking to be as aligned with the community as much as possible and bring as many different types of screenings and experiences. And it just sort of, being a nonprofit opens our doors a lot to, kind of welcoming as many different types of, other organizations and other experiences as possible. So it's just really a door opener for us.
Thank you very much. We're going to get to the film club segment in a little while. And I was hoping there would be a perfect film that you guys were screening this coming weekend. And you have got some great movies coming this weekend. But I couldn't find quite the right soundtrack. So, I generally don't have that hard a time because you guys do play so many great films. What is coming up this weekend?
Yes. So we are carrying, Wicked, Gladiator 2 and Moana 2, which have all been doing really well and people have really enjoyed them. Wicked especially is a blast. And then actually kind of talking to the more, art house siding, leaning of things. This Friday we're opening, Heretic, the new, A24 thriller with, Hugh Grant definitely playing against type. Which is, interesting to see. And then also a French stop motion adult animated film called Memoir of a Snail, which is another kind of unique curveball. So you can come for the family friendly Moana 2 animation, or you can come for the, R-rated, French stop motion animation. So that just kind of speaks to the different types of screenings we have here all the time.
And having four different screening rooms gives you the ability to kind of move things around and play a little bit with this, right, with the schedule. So you can do that kind of thing and you can have, you know, maybe more, surefire, films that people are more familiar with or comfortable with. And then also like tempt people into trying something a little, maybe outside of their, I don't know if comfort zone is the right term, but a lot of people don't know about the independent films or art house films as much because they don't get the kind of marketing money that the bigger Hollywood films get, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think about having four screens and sometimes I'd love it if we had, you know, six, seven, eight screens and we wouldn't have to make certain decisions. But then at the same time, I'm really glad that we do have four because if we had, you know, one or two, I would probably just be constantly hand-wringing over what to have and what not to have and all that. But yeah, I think we are really always trying to have a great mix. And, you know, if you come for something that's first run and it's the first or second time or only time all year you come, that's great. Or if we see you every week for a lot of our different, you know, art house programming, we love that too. So as many, you know, different faces and types of people as possible.
This is your Midday Man Adam here. We're at the movie house in Millerton. We've been talking to Jeremy Boviard, who's the general manager of the cinema. And Jeremy, can you stick around for a little longer? We'll bring you back on in the next hour.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to stick around.
I appreciate it very much. Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a little while with more from Millerton, New York. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. All right. Welcome to the special Millerton, New York edition of the KZ Film Club, sponsored by Upstate Films and Rhinebeck and Saugerties, offering first-run and independent features. Memberships available. For tickets and info, visit upstatefilms.org. And today's song from the young adult soundtrack is Diana Ross. And I want to mention it's also, I think I'm free to be you and me. It's Diana Ross, When We Grow Up. All right, that was Diana Ross with it's called When We Grow Up. And it's a favorite. It's a favorite. Diana Ross, that's from the young adult soundtrack, Rick.
That's one of your favorites?
I love it. I have to listen. One of my partner's kids loves Free to Be You and Me, and we're listening to it every time in the car.
Is that a Muppet movie?
No, it's not. It's actually a really amazing film with all these wonderful messages for kids about your confidence and more, but of course, young adult has none of that in it. It's about a very dysfunctional woman played by Charlize Theron and Patton Oswalt in it. In the movie, Mavis, played by Charlize Theron, is the ghostwriter of a popular YA book series. In real life, Diablo Cody, who is the screenwriter, is a big Sweet Valley High fan, another YA book series with a ghostwriter. The book covers in young adult resembles those of Sweet Valley High. Cody actually plans to make a Sweet Valley High movie, supposedly, but we'll see. The film shares plot similarities with the hit romantic comedy My Best Friend's Wedding back in 1997, which is also about a woman who goes back to her hometown to confront a childhood sweetheart who is now with another woman. So there are tropes, you know, but it's a very, very funny and enjoyable movie. I think Jason Reitman is, he's got Saturday Night, and we're sitting here with Jeremy, and I'm just going to ask you real quick. You saw Saturday Night, right? Another Jason Reitman film, and you enjoyed it?
Yeah, we screened it here last month, and it was honestly probably one of the top five things I've seen this year. Really, really enjoyable. Great energy. And one of those, like, even though you might know the history of what happened, you're on your edge of the seat in terms of, are they going to make it to air at 11:30 or not? I love it. It's great. Great.
I love like, you know, films that are based on actual events and you still get like stressed out or, you know, whatever, because you're not sure. That's a good film. I wish they had a better, like a real soundtrack I could have pulled from, but instead we did this one and we did Juno last week. And it's been great, looking back on the films of, Jason Reitman, who's becoming, emerging as a major filmmaker in Hollywood. That is it for today's Film Club, sponsored again by Upstate Films in Rhinebeck and Saugerties. We're going to now go back to the more typical business of the midday show, and we'll be back with Jeremy here at the movie house. Sally Spillane is still hanging out with us. Rick is here, and hopefully more friends will show up in the second hour of our special Miller to New York show. Here it is. This is Shake It and Break It from Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Broadcasting live from one of the coolest towns in New York, Millerton, New York. We are 98.1 KZE. We just heard the Grey Boy All-Stars with Inara George, Lowell George's daughter, singing How Glad Am I. We heard Shake It and Break It by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Andrew Bird helping out on that cut. And we're hanging out at the movie house in Millerton, and this is a beautiful room. You come in, the floors and walls are carpeted, or they look that way. The wallpaper is beautiful in here. It's got bamboo on it. The floor has a cool pattern, movie theater-esque, and they serve beverages here, all kinds, soft and hard, which is cool. And what a cool experience that must be at a movie house. And moments ago, we heard some music, but we're talking movies, and we're at the movie house with Jeremy. Jeremy is also part of the Millerton Business Association, and the MBA is part of the sponsor of this live radio broadcast. And Jeremy, can you tell the folks about Millerton's Winter Walk?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So the Millerton Business Alliance is hosting the Winter Walk this Friday, the 13th. We're turning it into a lucky day, not an unlucky day. So 4 to 7, a lot of the times during that time, businesses are closing. They're all staying open on, or many of them are, on Main Street and beyond. Just some of the things that are happening during that time. Abode is raffling off a $100 gift certificate. Best is having their holiday party with entertainment, snacks, beverages, and a pop-up show. Designer Finds is having a pop-up jewelry show and serving beverages. NBT Bank the whole time is serving hot chocolate, candy canes, and handing out a bunch of different things. Hunter B is having karaoke. I'm going to really try to pop over for that one. Lots of different sales and holiday cheer happening all over town. Millerton Wine and Spirits are doing a wine tasting. The movie house will be opening a couple of films, like I had mentioned before, Memoir of a Snail and Heretic, and rolling right along with another week of Wicked, Moana 2, and Gladiator 2. So, you know, every day is a party in Millerton, but Friday the 13th, 4 to 7, Winter Walk Party.
Now, tell me about the special programming you're having for Christmas time.
Yes. So I was saying before how we have many different types of special event screenings and opportunities for to accommodate as many different audiences as possible. This is a super busy time of year. As you know, we have tons of cool things coming up. Just this Saturday, the 14th, we're doing a sensory-friendly show of Moana 2. And then that evening at 7 p.m., part of our Meet the Director series, we're doing a screening of the new film, The Uninvited, starring Pedro Pascal and Walton Goggins, among many others. Nadia Connors, who's married to Walton, is the director of the film and will be in attendance doing a Q&A after. The next Saturday, Ed Burns' new film that he wrote and directed, Millers in Marriage, he's going to be in attendance for a Q&A along with stars of the film, Gretchen Mol, who's a board member of the movie house. And Campbell Scott and Brian Darcy James as well will be in conversation with writer-director Kip Williams, who's also a board member. We have special screenings of the Royal Ballet's Nutcracker on December 22nd, 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. We're doing a free community screening sponsored by NBT Bank of Shrek on Saturday the 28th at 1 p.m. Make sure to RSVP on our website. Oh, our website. Hey, what's that? It's the Movie House. themoviehouse.net. You can find out all of our programming all the time. You can sign up for our twice a week newsletter, which gives you all of this information. Oh yeah, by the way, we were on Film Club earlier. We do our own First Friday Film Club every month, first Friday of the month. Playwright, writer, director Neil LaBute hosts that. It's been an awesome program. Our next film is Friday the 3rd, January 3rd at 12 p.m. That's going to be Baby Girl, the new Nicole Kidman film. And we do Movie House Trivia on the last Tuesday of every month, except special because the last Tuesday is New Year's Eve. So this month we're doing Friday the 20th, and that's just the next few weeks. So the Movie House is rocking and rolling with programming all the time.
Jeremy, that's great about the movie theater and all, but what are your favorite parts about Millerton?
Well, aside from the movie house, I just really love, you know, I got involved here a few years ago. I've lived here the last 6-7 years. I've become co-chair of the Millerton Business Alliance. I love this area because, like you said, you know, there's a lot going on, but it also has like a pretty kind of cool, relaxed, unassuming vibe. Lots of cool different people who have a second home here, people who've retired here, a very kind of free-rolling, artistic, you know, leaning community. And I just kind of love the different people I meet every day.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for being part of this live radio broadcast. And thanks for being so filled with information about Millerton, New York, which, as we're finding out, is one of the coolest places on earth. Right, Adam?
I'll say.
This is 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Jeremy Beaubjard Radio Hour. And we're just teasing Jeremy. He's so good on radio. We're going to have him back on again and again. And we're going to have him on in a little while. You just heard Leon Redbone with Frosty the Snowman. And before that, yeah, with Dr. John Helton.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Two New Orleans icons, to say the least. NRBQ's Help Me Somebody, and of course, Amos Lee with Don't Keep Correcting Beautiful Days. Right?
I remember them. I love those songs, Adam.
I know. It's hard not to remember them. They're so good. This is 98.1 KZE. We're doing a special live remote here from Millerton, New York.
Can I introduce a very special guest?
I want to first remind people where we're at the Movie House in Millerton, New York here, enjoying our time here with the general manager, Jeremy Beaubjard, and
I'm Rick, and I would like to introduce to you one of the longest voices that you hear on 98.1 KZE, the legendary host of the Home and Garden Show.
No, Garden Show and Home.
Of the Garden Show.
And home.
Sally Spillane.
You got the longest voice.
You know, I'm a California girl. You know, I just started talking when I came out, and I just haven't stopped since then. But these guys, Rick and Adam, are in what what Adam has called Spillane terrain. So I'm a remote crasher here today. Millerton is my go-to fun town. And we went to Willa, which was really great. Saw Dick Herman's Oblong. We're at the movie house now. When I moved here like 40 years ago, the movie house Oblong, and there was a little Mexican restaurant over in the Market Shopping Center, were the three go-to places for everybody anywhere. And Millerton sure has grown up, and it's turned into a really fun, cool town. I'm here a lot, and it's great being at the movie house with Jeremy, because Carol and Bob Sadlon, who started the movie house right when I came and just did such a fabulous job with the movie house for so many years. And then the Malpe, who owns it now, are local. They're local names. And this is a local town. So many of the business people here, grew up in towns right next to here. And you really feel that when you're in Millerton. I was interested. You said you've been here for 6 years, and Jeremy, and you just love the vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. I do also want to point out that David Malpe and Chelsea Altman are board members now, because a couple of years ago we are incorporated as a nonprofit. So that's a great distinction there. And also throwback, I think someone mentioned there was carpeted walls. If you can come, I encourage anyone to come find the carpeted walls at the movie house. We're doing a shag carpet throwback 70s thing, carpeted walls. But yeah, I mean, Millerton, it's great. It's, you know, it's been established for decades and up and coming at the same time with, you know, a lot of new life, new energy. But then also, like you said, there's, you know, generations of families that and businesses that have been continuing to thrive too. So it's really kind of the best of both worlds.
I saw Barbie here at the movie house. That was just a real highlight, because I've never seen so many adults in one room at the same time. I thought it'd be a whole bunch of kids, but it was all these men and women. Everybody's dressed in pink. And I think that the movie house is that kind of place. It's the kind of place where you don't have to be anything but who you are, you know, and you can laugh out loud if the movie's funny. You can sob if it's not. You know, it's always been such a great place, and they have an elevator.
Oh, wait. I just want to expand on what you're saying, Sally, because I find I'm a crier. I'll admit it. I cry at movies all the time, but I really find there's something so cathartic about being in a crowd. It heightens your emotions. It's because you're around other people who are also having emotional experiences, whether it's joy or emotional, becoming overwhelmed emotionally and maybe crying. You see it all the time, and you hear people sniffing in movie theaters. It's so important. And as we have fewer and fewer social opportunities out there, places like cinemas are crucial for us, because we need to be together to experience great things, you know. Sorry to interrupt you, but that was I think what maybe partly what you were getting at. Jeremy, did you have something to say?
Yeah, coming out of COVID especially, we were seeing people coming every day, and still to this, you know, Barbie was a huge driver, Top Gun Maverick the year before, you know, Inside Out 2 this past summer. But, you know, I think we've lost a lot of community spaces over the years, and seeing a film in a space with friends and strangers alike is one of the most special experiences in my mind. And I'm not just saying this as a general manager of the movie house. You know, I'm a lifelong film fan. It's a true sanctuary for me, a movie theater. And it is just, you feel it more when you're with other people. So, you know, I love coming and sharing that with everyone.
And even though it's got a bar, it's got all kinds of hard and soft drinks, it smells like popcorn.
Yes, yes. Popcorn made fresh every day. And like you said, you know, we have popcorn, we have, liquor, we have soft drinks. I mean, again, we like to bring as many different opportunities for as many people as possible. We have the elevator too, like you were saying. That was a huge thing, pushed for years. That was one of the things that we brought with the renovation. So accessibility is key. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we got velour on the walls, and we got paisley on the floors. It's just a regular shack. Everybody's shagging on. No, that's not the right expression to use. I got to get some liquor and popcorn going here.
Dude, they have empanadas here. Empanadas.
Unbelievable. Here at the movie house in Millerton, New York, 98.1 KZE. 98.1 KZE. We're winding it down here in Millerton, New York. It's been a blast the last couple of hours doing this live broadcast from Willa and the movie house here on Main Street in Millerton. Rick, I hope you've had a fun time.
You know, I've driven through Millerton so many times, but I never spent quality time here, and I'm coming back.
Darn right you are. We're going to come back. We're going to do more with the movie house. That's our hope. And Willa, why not? You know, and so I just want to thank everybody. Jim Gibbons, who Jim is part of the KZ team. Thank you, Jim, for all the work you did. We want to thank Dana from the MBA, the Millerton Business Alliance. Of course, Jeremy Boviard from the Millerton Business Alliance and the movie house. And we also want to thank all the guys over at Willa, including Alana, Cody, Nikki, and Jim, who didn't come on the show, but he was there and he was helping everybody. So thanks to everybody who made that puzzle. Dick Hermans, of course. How can we think of Oblong Books? And of course, giving us the gift of New Harmony every Saturday morning. Rick, I'll let you have the final word. Sally, you want to come in and say goodbye to everybody? We'll be looking for, who's your guest, by the way, this coming Sunday on the Garden Show at Home?
Victoria Coyne.
Our great friend, Vic Coyne. Wow.
From Victoria Gardens in Rosendale, and we're going to be talking about, you know, making it merry and bright.
Oh, right. The holidays are upon us. Rick, you get the final word.
I was asked, what are you going to be doing if Adam is hosting this event? And I said, I'm bringing joy, and I hope I accomplished that. We had a great time in Millerton. It is one of the finest towns that I've been to all week, and I'm coming back as soon as possible. And I'm going to bring all my 5-pound box money, and I'm going to stop at Willer. I'm going to stop at Oblong, and I'm going to catch a movie. I'm going to do it all. And Millerton has so much more to offer. That's just a taste. Jeremy, thanks.
Hey, thank you again. This was a blast. Happy to be back anytime if you'll have me. So thanks again, everyone.
Sally, thank you.
Yeah, you can see me here for the winter walk on Friday evening.
From Adam, your midday man and your up and running morning show host, up and Adam, on the road, we are 98.1 KZE. Have a great afternoon.